For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft.
Oh my God!
Hundreds of people have been injured and at least 17 killed after a series of devastating blasts sent a fireball hundreds of meters into the air at an industrial port in northern China.
I was sleeping and got woken up by a massive explosion. I could just feel my whole building shake. I thought it was an earthquake. So I just kind of woke up in a panic, looked out the window, and the sky was red. I could hear my neighbors all leaving their apartment. I quickly tried to get some clothes, and then I remembered I couldn't talk to anyone. So I just watched a second explosion go off. Pure chaos. It was crazy, the amount of light that this explosion and fire lit up.
Witness to the explosion, Canadian teacher Monica Andrews. A shipment of dangerous goods in a warehouse went up in flames shortly before midnight, causing explosions so strong that they shook homes on the other side of the city and sent flaming debris flying over nearby high-rise buildings. Hundreds of injured people crowded into hospitals, arriving on foot and by car after emergency services were overwhelmed. Over 280 people were admitted to the hospital, and 32 were seriously injured. Poor safety conditions and widespread corruption contribute to hundreds of deaths in China's poorly regulated private mines each year and in other industrial accidents. An explosion at a fireworks warehouse in July killed 15 people, and last year dozens died in a blast at a car parts factory in Shanghai. This is Dark Matter News.
Hi, I'm Jamiel Schulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
Another UFO has been spotted hovering over the International Space Station. Footage allegedly taken from the NASA camera shows a pink and white object soaring across space. It has reignited claims that the International Space Station is being monitored by extraterrestrials. The latest sighting comes after NASA video shot from the International Space Station in June, which showed mysterious lights leaving Earth before the stream cut. According to a NASA watcher with a YouTube handle StreetCap, he says it proves NASA is trying its best to prevent us from knowing about a mysterious alien race. He says that during a period when the camera is moving for around 2 minutes, NASA captures a distant pink and gold object. Many commenters accuse StreetCap 1 of doctoring the footage. The user admitted to adjusting the lighting to bring out the clarity, certain qualities, but insists the rest is direct from NASA. The video is a short clip taken from the NASA's International Space Station live stream, which shows the views from cameras on the space station. Have you seen the video? Take a look for yourself and let us know what you think at darkmatternews.com. Another dream of the great Nikola Tesla might become reality. Experts from the University of Washington have managed to recharge batteries wirelessly thanks to implementation of a special router. The system, which researchers have called POW Wi-Fi, manages to recharge batteries at a distance of 8.5 meters, gathering its energy from the Wi-Fi and charging devices in a continuous manner. Experts state that even though the trials have been quite successful, it is still too early to see a widespread use of the technology anytime soon. The device manages to recharge small batteries, so it probably wouldn't do much for your iPhone. But they'll soon perfect this technology in the near future. All week we've been telling you about the Perseid showers that are coming up, and tonight's the night. If the weather's good tonight, and that's a large portion of the United States this evening, expect one shooting star a minute. Be sure to look up early this morning about 3 a.m. The sky show is pieces of comet Swift Tuttle, hitting Earth's atmosphere at more than 133 miles an hour and burning up. The best way to catch this show is to lie down and look up. No telescopes needed. Enjoy the show! For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft.